Be careful of what you desire. You may get it. And do you know, this is the story about the three wishes. There was once upon a time a person who discovered the ear of the statue of the oracle at Delphi in Greece. And it was found in an antique shop, wrapped in a little sliver of paper, which said, "Be back by 3. And this came into the hands of two very intelligent gentlemen. And I'm repeating a story that Gerald Hurd told. A very intelligent gentleman who had a dinner party one evening in the presence of this ear. And they discussed what it meant. And they said, "Look, this ear is probably a wishing ear. You whisper things into it. Let's try and work it out." So you know how people are when they get in the presence of magic. They always ask it to do something trivial. So they said, "Make this vase turn upside down. This is our first wish." How stupid can you get, you know? So they did that. Well, apparently nothing happened. But in a little while, they all began to feel funny. And they felt more comfortable with their arms up in the air than lying on the table. Well, what had happened was, indeed, their gravity was reversed from the gravity of the vase. And they were very uncomfortable about this. So, they had now two wishes left. There were always three wishes. What's the second wish? Obviously to undo the first one. So they said, "Let everything be as it was before we wished." And they were comfortable again. Now they had one wish left, with no possibility of reverting it. And one of the men said, "Let's not take it. Let's just abandon the whole thing." But the other was an adventurous man. And he grabbed the ear and said, "I wish not to wish." And at that moment, the stone ear leapt out of his hand and fell on the hearth and hissed in flame and dissolved. But suddenly, they found themselves sitting there in peace. Everything was just right the way it was, because they'd wished not to wish.